Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Northwest Copper, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NWST. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Peter Bell. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, I introduced Northwest Copper just a couple weeks ago on the show. I'll post a link to that initial interview because that really brings everybody up to speed on this company that is relatively new. It's an oxygen capital company that came together through the combination of Sun Metals and Serengeti Resources. A couple of the main projects here is the Stardust and Quanica project, both in BC, and really the way the company is, I think, starting to look at this is as a almost combined project here. Let's start off with the news release that came out on May 17th here, Peter. It's a resource estimate, updated resource here at Stardust, really the focus being on high grade. Stardust is a high grade copper asset. The resource came in at just shy of 8 million tons, a little short of 2 million tons in the indicated. That was at over 2.5% copper equivalent, and inferred just short of 6 million tons at 1.88 copper equivalent. Peter, give us a general overview of the takeaways that your team has from this updated resource.
Yeah, there are a few of them, and thanks, and great to be on the show again. Listen, the main thing I think for us, the main upside part of this is the size. So, we knew the grade was good and the grade came in kind of as expected. The thing that was a positive surprise for us was it ended up being more tons than we thought. We'd kind of been thinking 4 to 5 million tons. We ended up, as you said, just shy of 8, which really reflects, I think, the down plunge continuity of the main zone and the work that was done drilling out the 421 zone at depth. So that is the big takeaway for us, is that we've got more high-grade material to add into the combined project.
Now, as I mentioned, Peter, this is a high-grade resource, and I think most people that follow the copper sector understand that 2.5% copper equivalent, and even 1.8% copper equivalent, those are high grades, but how does that compare to other copper assets in BC?
Sure, it's about 5 times. So the average BC copper mine has a grade of about 0.5 copper equivalent. So pretty remarkable deposit and certainly quite unusual in this part of the world.
So, okay, high-grade copper. Somebody may be looking at the Stardust asset or resource here saying 8 million tons. It's not that big compared to some copper assets. What about when you combine it with the Quanica asset as well? What are the total mineral resources here in copper?
Sure, great question. Quanica has existing measured and indicated resource of about 224 million tons. So with a high grade subset of that, which is, as we mentioned in the previous interview, the part that we will target. But yeah, there's a 224 million ton measured and indicated resource immediately adjacent, so within 7 kilometers. So we've got lots of scale here too.
So then what work is going to be happening here, Peter, to continue to move both of these projects through? When you and I chatted recently, I understand that there is a drill program that's starting up very soon, but bring everybody up to speed on, now that you have these resources and this underlying asset, what drives the stock from here?
Sure. We're going to start drilling as soon as we can get our rigs out on the roads, which are a little damp as of today. But we have our crews ready, poised to go out, and everyone mobilized out to the field right now. So we're ready to start anytime. And the drilling will start on Quanica, and it's really focused on the high-grade part of Quanica. So we'll be doing some drilling that I call kind of grade enhancement. So it's a little bit of a mix between infill and trying to upgrade the resource, and it really is trying to best characterize the highest grade part of Quanica, and which we will then add to our mine plan with Stardust in the future. So that's the drilling. And then another thing I would add just about Stardust itself is, although we're not going to drill there this year, the work we did on the resource, we spent a lot of time looking at the model and the previous geologic work, and it's pretty clear there are some targets that need a little more work developing, but you know, we've doubled the resource with the drill bit from the previous estimate to this estimate at Stardust. So it shows the power of drilling out this high-grade stuff. And we definitely you want to put together something and try and come back in there maybe in 2022.
So, Peter, just give us a little more understanding. Why not poke a couple holes into Stardust this year then?
Well, what we want to do is we want to, you know, really establish a track record of executing on what we've said we're going to do and advancing this project and de-risking it. And you know, we think we can build a fantastic and robust project with just the existing resources. That's not to take away from the exploration upside, but as I said, it needs a little more work. And, you know, these holes are high risk and high return, and I'd rather drill them, you know, when we've advanced the rest of the project a little further.
So is there a certain resource size, understanding again that this is high grade, that would then move the company through, say, doing economic studies, even move them closer, move you closer to moving this project into some sort of a construction decision or building the asset out that way?
Quite honestly, we you know, on our internal numbers, looking at what we know we have and you know, what's in the public domain, we have a big enough project to make a material copper mine in BC as of right now. So while we think we can make it bigger, it doesn't need to be bigger to be material and robust economically too.
So then are we going to get, after that drilling at Quenica, an updated resource there, building on what you already have?
Yep, we're gonna have an updated resource at Quenica by the end of the year. Again, focusing on the highest grade portion of Quenica, which is the part that we plan to incorporate into the combined project. And I do want to mention, in terms of, you know, drilling and upside, part of the reason that Stardust is less of an exploration focus this year is we have our East Niv project as well that's up to the north, which is a standalone grassroots project, which you mentioned in the last interview, which is a you know, outcropping porphyry, ore grade porphyry mineralization at surface close to Kamas. So we'll be drilling there from early July.
What about some of the other drilling that's going to happen here for the company? Because we touched on it in the first interview, but bring everybody up to speed on some of the other projects, some of the other catalysts for the company.
Sure. So the main ones are the drilling at Quenica, which I mentioned. We've also got regional drilling at Quenica, and you know, we've got the opportunity to, because we're fully funded and, you know, cashed up, we have the opportunity to test some targets that were developed by our predecessor, by Serengeti, around Quenica that are really robust, and we'll be testing some of those as part of that Quenica program. And then I mentioned East Niv, where we could have a brand new copper gold porphyry in British Columbia, you know, by later this year if our drilling goes as we'd like it to. And then finally, our third project is Lorraine, where we may do a little bit of drilling, but it's really trying to take advantage of a long history of work done by Teck there in outlining some pretty high grade mineralization. And trying to figure out a way to put it all together and potentially include it in the Quenica Stardust plan in the future.
Okay, just remind everybody then, please, Peter, how much cash the company has to move forward with the drilling this year?
Yeah, we're sitting around $19 million right now.
Okay, so plenty of cash. What's the budget for the program?
The budget would be about $12 to $13 million.
Okay. Well, then, I guess, just in summary, can you provide near-term news flow? What investors can expect coming out of Northwest Copper?
Sure. We're gonna have the start of drilling at Quenica. We're going to have the results from Quenica, and then we're going to have the drilling from East Niv, and then we'll have the resource from Quenica, the updated Quenica resource by the end of the year, and then the other one is there is a resource at Lorraine, which is non-compliant. We will have a compliant 43-101 compliant resource at Lorraine as well. So we'll be adding three resource updates this year and two pretty major drill programs, plus the regional drilling around Quenica.
Okay. Well, Peter, thank you for the update. The interesting resource that came out of Stardust here and the drilling that's going to start very soon at Quenica. There's a lot going on with this company, and it's, look, in all fairness, I've been looking for high-grade copper plays, and there are just few and far between, so this is one that we're going to keep on following up on. Peter, thank you for your time. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I'll get Peter to address those, and we'll touch base on the back of some more drill results and some more news out of the company. Thanks for your time, Peter.
Thank you.